verse of the second juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the reaction of the Jews when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face and his direction towards the Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَكَذَلِكَ Allah says, and like this, جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا We have made you an ummah that is wasat. Wasat, a moderate nation. A community that is away from extremism. Ummatan wasata. Wasat means to be in the center. And normally the best of something is found in the center. The fruit as well. The best part of the fruit is the pulp, which is the center of the fruit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made you ummatan wasata. The best people, the most moderate of nations. Just like how the Qibla that we have chosen for you is the best of Qibla, it is the wasat. And if you look at the Kaaba also, it is found and exactly in the center of the earth. So your Qibla is wasat. It is found in the center of the earth. You are a wasat nation. You are a moderate people found in the center. You are the best of people. Your Qibla is the best. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ Why have Allah... And one of the reasons why we are the best of nations, Allah says you will enjoy a unique privilege. This ummah will enjoy a unique privilege on the day of Qiyamah. And what is that? لِتَكُونُوا you, O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims, you will act as witnesses against all the other nations on the day of Qiyamah. Amazing. So when people of previous nations will come before Allah and they will deny and reject that a divine book was revealed to them. They will say that no Nabi came to us, no divine scripture came to us, no divine Sharia was revealed to us. Allah will call the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will call us that and ask us, and did we reveal a scripture to these people, to this community? Because we have it all recorded in our book in the Quran. Allah says, you will act as witnesses against previous people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا And if anyone from this ummah rejects, then who will act as a witness against him? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So we are the best of nations, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of prophets. Allah says, لِتَكُونُوا On the day of Qiyamah, you will be shuhada, you will act as witnesses against the previous nations. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِدًا And Ar-Rasul, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be a witness against you, if anyone from amongst you denies his message. Allah explains why now. The question, why did Allah first appoint and stipulate Baytul Maqdis as the Qibla, and thereafter Allah changed the Qibla to Al-Ka'ba, that is in Mecca. Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا The very first Qibla that you adhered to, that was Baytul Maqdis. We appointed Baytul Maqdis as the Kaaba, as the Qibla initially. Why? إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولِ Because we wanted to see, and we wanted to make known who will follow the Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the Qibla is changed. Perhaps many of them faced the Qibla, or embraced Islam because they found, well, we'll embrace Islam because it seems as if he has chosen our holy site and he has chosen Baytul Maqdis as the Qibla. So that is why they embraced Islam. And then Allah changed it to Kaaba to see if they were truly, truly following Islam, or they embraced Islam simply because the Muslims were facing Baytul Maqdis. Allah says, so we made this a test to see. لِنَعْلَمْ And so that we may know and make known مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولُ Who will follow the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ And who will turn away on his heels. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this transformation and this change from one Kaaba, from one Qibla to the next Qibla, Allah says it was great. كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرًا It was heavy. It was heavy. Some of them found it very difficult. Those Jews who embraced Islam, they found it very, very difficult. And Allah says it was something great, something heavy, something difficult. إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ Except upon those whom Allah had granted hidayah. Those whom Allah blessed with hidayah, and they enjoyed through guidance from Allah, they found it very easy and very comfortable and convenient to change from one Qibla to another Qibla. Why? Because Allah blessed their hearts with hidayah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will not let your iman your faith go to waste. There was one concern amongst the Sahaba. Remember, 16 to 17 months, when they came to Madinatul Munawwara, they were performing salah in the direction of Baytul Maqdis. So they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what about all those salahs that we have prayed in the direction of Baytul Maqdis? What happens to all that salah? Does it all go to waste? Allah says, Allah will not let your iman, your faith, go to waste. Amazing. Allah says, Allah will not let your iman go to waste. Iman here is referring to what? Salah. Allah will not let your iman go to faith. Allah will not let your salah go to faith. The fundamental core pillar of Islam is what? Salah. It's so important, salah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it iman. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, if you have no salah in your life, you have no iman. You have no iman. Because it iman cannot exist without salah. Salah cannot exist without iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls salah iman, faith itself. Inna Allaha bin nas, indeed Allah is certainly Ra'uf. Ra'uf, extremely kind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. May Allah grant us the understanding.